Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar to seek God's face. Receive prayers on this platform and then divine guidance for your day's assignment. Welcome to Wednesday, the 15th day in July. Day 15 is right in the middle of the month. I prophesy, God will put you in the middle of a major breakthrough this day. Let's do this. Do this if you can. We did this some time ago, and testimonies erupted from all over the world. Stand up, move to the center of your room or where you are. Bend down, and with a finger, draw an imaginary circle. Stand inside the circle. Be saying amen as I pray. God will put you in the middle of a major breakthrough. God will surround you with destiny helpers. You will not lack support. You will not lack resources. We are right in the middle of the month, and you are standing in the middle of a circle. What a faith prophetic action. Within the next 48 hours, I prophesy, your remembrance will come up in high profile places with important people. A discussion and a decision that will favor you will be taken. Change a decision that will change your status, that will put money in your account, that will open doors for you locally and globally in Jesus' name. You can now leave the circle. Your heavens have already opened. Again, if you can do this, let's do this. Look for something you can give away from within you there, something you can give away to someone. Anything you can at home, a booklet, a biro, an handkerchief, food item, clothing, airtime, some money, anything, if you can. If you cannot, then don't stress yourself. I prophesy, whatever you give out shall be returned to you in 100 and 1,000 folds. I'm hearing multiple. God will give you multiples of the good you do to others. Now stretch out your right leg. Lift it up a bit and let me pray. God will guide your step to your waiting and unsolicited miracles and blessings. I'm hearing, pray for alert upon alert again today. So touch your phone or raise it up a bit. I prophesy, alert upon alert. Yes, alert upon alert. God will put you in good people's mind to bless you. Your goods and your services will sell. Those owing you will come to pay. Good money will enter your hand and your account today. Say amen, I receive it. July 15, born people, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. God and good people will bless you on your birthday today. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's do some teachings and wisdom sharing. First one today. Good morning, Daddy. In January, you mentioned Jesus talking about tithe. Can you please share specifically how Jesus told us to tithe? Wow. What I said in January was an answer to those condemning tithe and saying it stopped with the Old Testament. I remember them of Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Listeners can also check that passage yourself. Jesus Christ teaching and rebuking the scribes and the Pharisees said to them, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You pay tithe of mint, anise, and cumin, but omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith." Then he said, "This ought ye to do, and not leave the other undone." Jesus Christ commended their tithe payment. He did not condemn it, but said, in addition to tithing, do justice and show mercy. Jesus acknowledged that the Pharisees were diligent in paying tithe. He said, pay tithe, but also do justice. Is it clear now? Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, concerning prostate issues, there are supplements that melt them without surgery. I've handled cancer of different origins, prostate enlargement, fibroid, etc., with 100% success. However, I don't know how to reach many people. I'm a woman of God and you can try me just with one person first. It is God doing. These people can contact me privately on so. Wow. Thank you for letting us know this of yourself. But this platform cannot give your phone out to people online, on air, for many reasons. We must not start a precedent we will not be able to sustain. If we advertise you, your products, and your services, then we should be advertising for all others. Number two, according to Nigerian law, you should first of all seek and get NAFDAC approval and certificate of your products. We love you and wish you well. Next, good morning, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. My friend married despite noticing some troubling signs early in the relationship. And sadly, the marriage has worsened over time. They relocated to UK mainly for the treatment of their daughter, who unfortunately passed away from cancer. Since then, the marriage has nearly collapsed. The wife has practically forced the husband out of the home. At present, he lives lightly in his car. The husband made huge sacrifices for the family, sponsoring their relocation to UK through his master's program's route and continuing to run the home financially before he got a job. Sir, what advice will you give in this situation? Wow. Prevention, they say, is better than cure. You started by saying your friend noticed, he saw, he knew, he was aware that the relationship will be problematic. Yet, he went ahead into it. That's like opening one's eyes and entering into an open trap, stepping on a live wire. Once that happened, we can only be talking about damage control or reducing collateral damage. Tell your friend to cry out to God for help. Only God can touch the wife's heart, especially under the UK law, where their laws weigh heavily in favor or behind the wife. The wife is protected, more protected legally in that environment, and at an advantage if you decide to teach your husband a lesson. Only God can help him. Well, we have counseled here according to what we heard from you. Unfortunately, we couldn't hear from the other side. So ask your friend to be close to God. God will intervene for him. Next, Calvary greetings to our daddy and beloved family. I'm a widow in my 70s. Does Turning Point have a home for the aged? If no, can daddy recommend a good one? All children married and gone their ways, though caring from diaspora. Thank you, daddy. Wow. No, man. We haven't gotten to that yet, although we have it in our overall plan to have a home for the aged. You did not tell us your city or where you reside or where you prefer the home for the aged. I know of one or two in Lagos and also in Abuja, Nigeria. They may also be in some other major cities. Please, those who know in this house, supply us with information. Mama can also Google or chat GPT to check on the net. Then do assessment visit and profiling before taking a final decision of which one you will relocate to. We'll build it up from here tomorrow. Today is the Prayer Mountain program in our Abuja Center, Living Spring Chapel International, Kado Life Camp, after the Fish Market, Abuja, 12 to 2 p.m. as usual. Telephone number for further inquiry and prayer, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow, Thursday, is the one in Maraba, Abuja also, in two services, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., all in Maraba area and environs. Telephone number for direction and for prayer and details, 0704-555-0777. Start calling now. Tomorrow also is the Prayer Mountain in our Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo centers. two services as usual. Prayer focus this week is anointing for destiny helpers. Come to receive July anointing oil and anointed mantle for prayers. They are giving out free. Come and also invite others. Please don't compromise on your tithing, personal and corporate tithe, your battle, your thanksgiving, your partnership commitment seed to God, and the seed of 777 we are sowing this month. Businessmen and businesswomen, your business enlargement seed and victory seed, also as you are led of God. Connection to grace and anointing seed, C71, sown to my birthday, is still on, is still open. Do as you are led of God. Givers never lack, and God has put receiving into giving. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of God will light on you. The grace of God will back you up. All the good things you desire for godliness, for impact, for value shall be delivered to you. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Have a good day.